Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, good afternoon. If you are listening to us at the moment, hello to our listeners in Scotland and Northern Ireland and Wales who might be listening today. Hiya. Hope you're alright. What I don't understand is there are people upstairs at Radio 1 who are sat there with like proper full-on snacks. They've got like nachos, they've got every kind of dip imaginable, they've got a little drink in their hands, and it's like, just go to the pub and watch it because you're not actually doing any work here. Ellen in Peterborough says, of course I'm listening, I would never ditch you for football. Well, not England, maybe Spain though. I'm revising for my physics test tomorrow. Yeah, you see, loads of people will be revising still listening to us. Let us know if you are out there. Hello. On 81199. Helen says, all I can hear are shouts from the pub across the road. Please keep me entertained, as people definitely aren't shopping at my shop. And Italy, who is 11 on the way home from school, says, I'm listening on the bus and desperately need a football update. Please, please, please give me an update. Thing is, Italy, I'm not actually allowed. I'm under strict instructions from the one that doesn't speak to not actually reveal any kind of score or update for you.
He thinks that people, and I don't believe this is true, but he thinks that some people will be at work and then tape it and then watch it later as if it's actually live. But how on earth you're going to avoid finding out who won between them?
Yeah, you're
going
to have to ban yourself from like Facebook, Twitter, any kind of social networking.
Any kind of social interaction at all.
Yeah, and any kind of talking to people or listening to
or
any
looking
radio.
Or at anyone's face if it's like really happy or really glum.
Yeah, I think you're going to know anyway. But apparently some people will be recording it and watching it as live later, so I'm afraid no updates. Let's just carry on like nothing's happening, shall we?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, we thought we'd better put the match on, England match, just on our screen in the studio, just to keep across of what's happening. And is our box?
I think so, it's died.
Is anybody else having the thing where everyone is just frozen and stood still for about 5 minutes now?
We didn't notice until someone walked in and said, oh, what are they doing?
It looks like they're playing a game of freeze.
Yeah.
Freeze. But, yeah.
Apparently they are moving now.
They are moving, okay, good. Yeah. Now, there's a whole thing on the text going, what, I love your show, but I can't find the updates anywhere else apart from you lot. See, some people will complain because they are recording it and they want to watch it as live later. They just want to sit down, kind of cut themselves off from the world, and then sit down later on and watch it and pretend it's live. I know they're weird, I know, but that's the way it is. However, Newsbeat, in 9 minutes, will tell you the score so far on the match. So if you don't want to hear it, turn Newsbeat down. That's the only way I can think of doing it. And that'll be at 4:30. Justin Bieber and Sean Kingston and Eeny Meeny. This is Scott Mills. Hello. It's 4:21. Right, I think we should give Lloyd a call to you, our football expert.
Well, he said he was our football correspondent, so...
Hello?
Hello, Lloyd. It's Scott.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
I'm watching the football.
You're not in the car park?
No.
Right, so should we have a chat about the game then?
Yeah. England are on. I need to go. Bye.
How very rude. See, they get above their station, don't they? They get on air again, and then that happens. Okay, I understand for one day, maybe.
Really?
That was very short of him, wasn't it?
Mm.
I'm watching the football. Bye. All right, well, cheers, Lloyd. We'll speak to you again tomorrow, or do we just fire him now? No, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
I think you might need to give him a warning before you just fire him.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you sleep last night?
No.
So hot.
Oh, it was hot, but I've got a fan in my bedroom.
Right, well, here's the thing. I want to talk about the fan.
What?
Right, I was on Twitter last night going, oh, way too hot, I can't sleep. Everyone's like, get a fan like I've got. Well, it's going to be really boiling again tonight in most of the UK and for the rest of the week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're in your, like, stuffy room, you can't sleep. And as I rummaged in my cupboard to find my small, inadequate desk fan, I thought to myself, people in countries where it's properly hot, like maybe Australia, where it goes above, what, 35 degrees in the summer, like Dubai, some of my friends live there, where it's currently, I think, about 43 degrees, ooh, right? If you actually showed them...
Sorry, I've got the world's squeakiest chair today. It's not, it keeps making like fart noises, it's not me, so right, don't good. Email in for O saying how many times did Becky fart okay. during...
If you showed an Australian or someone that lives, like, let's say in Singapore or Thailand, where it's always hot, right? Mm. If you showed them the rubbish desk fan that you are putting by your by your bed to try and actually cool you down. Okay, let's play this out, right? So you're from Australia. Hello?
Hi, Scott. How's it going?
And now you're in my bedroom.
Oh, my God,
think
Scott,
about it.
What is that?
Well, this is my really brilliant desk fan. What I do is I just put it by my bed... Right, and it spins around really fast and just blows all the hot air around. Doesn't actually blow anything cold out at all.
That's
what do you think?
That's so true. Why do people have... Because I've got a desk fan as well.
Yeah.
Which is one for, like, an office.
It's so
why
British.
Why do people have them in their bedroom?
It's just like, I'll just get the desk fan out. That'll be fine. That'll cool me down no end.
Is yours really manky with, like, loads of fluff in the
blades
as well? Yeah,
it's horrible. But last night was the night that I first dug out the desk fan, and it's going to be on all week. Wayne Rooney can't sleep without one, can he?
Can he not?
I've told you this before. He has to have the noise of a Hoover or a desk fan or a hairdryer.
Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcasts.
You know I'm trying to build a bit of muscle at the moment, Becky. It's not going the best, but I'm trying.
Right.
You know, trying to strip some fat. So obviously...
You've changed.
So obviously I'm high protein, low carb at the moment.
You are.
I don't want to bore you with my diet tips. But obviously when you're in this kind of zone and you're trying to do this, you do look up... stuff on Google just to see what you can find. Mm-hmm. And I found this video of this brilliant guy. So if you're trying to, you know, do the same at the moment, this guy may well be able to help you. And I think he's going to be able to help me. But mostly, I just like listening to his voice. Check him out.
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 2 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 4 o'clock, just before I train, I'll have fish and a rice cake. I'll train. I'll have me fish. I'll come home, have some more fish with a rice cake, and then have some fish before I go to bed. And then that's it for the day.
No, we are, see? Now, we've listened to that a few times now, and we love him a lot.
Is
and
that what you're doing?
Not just rice cakes and fish. But if you are, you know, like trying to build a bit of muscle at the moment, just take note of how many times you have to eat fish a day. Again.
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake.
One.
At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish.
Two.
At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake.
That's three fish
at
now.
At 2 o'clock, I'll have fish.
Four.
At 4 o'clock, just before I train, I'll have fish and a rice cake.
Five.
I'll train. I'll have me fish.
Six.
I'll come home, have some more fish seven. With a rice cake, yeah. And then have some fish before I go to bed.
Right.
And then that's it for the day.
There we are. Eight lots of fish and you'll be fine. See, I can listen to him all day.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
And now, a brand new contestant for Oh, What's Occurring... It's Donna, who's 17 from Blackpool. Hiya!
Hello!
How are you?
I am amazing, thank you, Scott. How are you?
I'm really good. It's good to speak to you.
It's very good to speak to you as well. Loving the fish guy.
The guy with the fish and the rice cakes is good.
Yeah.
Don't follow that diet yourself.
No, wait, he's awesome.
He is good. Here's some more of him.
At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 2 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 4 o'clock, just before I train, I'll have fish and a rice cake.
It gets better every time you hear him.
I'll train.
It does.
I'll have me fish. I'll come home, have some more fish with a rice cake, and then have some fish before I go to bed. And then that's it for the day.
That's it for the day, then. So tell me about you, Donna. You just finished exams.
I have. Revision hell is over.
How did they go?
I think they went all right. I hope they went all right.
All right. What were you studying?
I was studying English language and literature, psychology and drama and theatre studies.
All right. And you are writing a play at the moment?
I am writing a play.
Okay. Do you want to pursue that? Is that something you want to do?
Yeah.
Be a playwright, darling?
Yes, I want to be a director, darling.
Do you?
I do.
Aim for the top, sweetheart.
Yes, of course.
And you used to be in a... You were in a parade at Euro Disney.
I was.
What's that? I know what that is, but why?
My dance school, like, ended up with this company that sends people to places like that. Sounds a bit vague. Anyway, we went to Euro Disney to do, like, this little show on a stage. And it was, like, 20 minutes, and, like, all these people came and watched. It was awesome. And we were allowed to do the parade. I've done it 3 times now. And we're the special people that come on before the real parade, and we've all got pom-poms and cheering, like, woo, we're dancing.
Sounds quite fun.
It's amazing.
Everyone that I've ever met who worked for Euro Disney, I have met quite a few, because we actually went there for the One Night with Laura finale back in the day when Laura was on the show. Everyone has to have a perma-smile, don't they?
Yes.
You're not allowed to actually look grumpy at all.
It's very difficult to be grumpy in Euro Disney, I think.
Yeah, I'm very unhappy there.
After you've heard that, you know that cartoon music that goes round and round and round and round on every speaker?
Yeah.
If I worked there every day, that would do my nut in.
Yeah, but for one day, it's awesome.
Yeah, one day.
I'm on loads of people's home videos just jumping up and down and cheering like, woo!
You love it.
Awesome. I love it.
Okay, so shall we play the old game then?
Yeah.
How do you normally do?
I don't normally play because I'm normally riding my bike while I'm listening to it.
Oh, okay, right, so you just kind of hear it.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how you do then. Welcome along, Donna.
Hello.
Hello, world. Let's play the game.
Oh, what's occurring?
All right, Becky, you've got a new contestant. You need to up your game, yeah?
I think I really do today.
Oh, what's occurring?
Maybe I should be a lot more theatrical.
Yes. Maybe you could sing the answers. Right, first one. Donna, you know the Scissor Sisters?
Yeah.
They were in the Live Lounge yesterday for Annie Mack, who's in for Fern Cotton. Did you hear that at all?
I didn't know. I was probably in bed.
Oh, it was good. In bed during Annie Mack's show?
Lazy student.
I love it. What time do you get up?
Whenever I have to.
What time do you get up? 11, 12?
1 if I can push it.
Oh! Whoa! Yes, get in for 1 o'clock. What if I could? Everyone would text in now going, your show didn't start till 4. I do other stuff. Anyway, go and have a look online. The video is there. And the performance from Scissor Sisters yesterday. Do that in your own time, Donna. No pressure.
I shall.
Do you think the Scissor Sisters are good with words? Do you think they know lots of words?
I've never actually heard them speak, so I wouldn't know.
No.
They must be if they write songs.
Yeah, they can speak. Yeah, I've heard them.
Verbal,
what about words beginning with V? Well, here's the thing. My question is, we gave Jake and Anna off of the Scissor Sisters 60 seconds to name as many words beginning with V as they could. How many could they get? We'll start with you, Donna.
6
in 60 seconds?
No, can I say 12?
Donna
ten,
says...
10, let me have 10.
10?
I can't do the pressure.
I know. 10, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
10... Becky?
9.
Damn.
Let's find out.
Oh.
Here are the Scissor Sisters trying to think of some words beginning with V.
Vernacular.
Verbose.
Varicose vein.
Vestibule.
Volcano.
Van.
Very.
Vernacular.
I already said that. Vulcan. Volvo.
Vehicle. Veneer.
Veneer. Ooh, yeah. Venereal.
Vest.
Vet. Veterinarian.
I don't know. God. Vegetable. Virgin.
Oh, yeah, right.
Virgin. Vera. Viral. Viral?
Yes, viral is good. Virile.
After a while, they all start to sound the same, don't they?
What was that at
the
end?
I don't know, some cackle. I'm not sure if this counts.
Vera.
Vera, no.
That's a word, isn't it?
Well, it's a word, but it's...
Vera.
I don't know. I liked it. They started to really get into it.
I don't know.
The answer was 20 words beginning with
Yay,
V.
I win.
Yes, you do.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Not yet, love. You've still got another two questions.
I've got one round. I've gotten further than I thought I was going to.
Okay. Fight. All right, next.
I'm only joking. I didn't realise that sounded like, not yet, love.
Yeah, right, love.
You don't come into my quiz and start... Not that it's my quiz,
it's
you know
there.
What I mean.
Yeah. Okay, next one. You know Chris Miles and Comedy Dave?
Yes.
Last week, they were doing alternative commentaries for the football on the red button.
Oh, they were brilliant.
They were particularly good. As long as you didn't want to know what was happening in the match, they were ace. But here's my question to you. In the Germany versus Serbia match last week, there was a German player called Müller. You could probably guess what's happening, especially if you know Chris or Dave. How many Müller yogurt puns did Chris and Dave do in their commentary? Start with you, Donna.
I've got the number 12 in my head, so I don't know what's wrong with me. I'll say how long was it over for?
It was like a whole 90-minute match.
Right. I'll say at least 12. Stick with my magic number.
12.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Becky?
11. I'm playing properly tactically today.
See, new contestant. Feel the pressure. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here are Chris and Comedy Dave commentating on the Germany versus Serbia match. But how many Müller gags were there off of yoghurt?
Number 13, Thomas Müller. Much expected of him. Let's wonder whether Müller will light up this afternoon today in the World Cup.
That was terrible.
Thomas Müller there, reminding me that I buy some more yoghurt.
He wrote that big hit for Paul McCartney. Müller of Kintyre.
Thomas Müller, will he take the corner?
We had that great change. Yeah.
Will Müller take the corner? Muller's off.
Oh, then it was probably past its sell-by date.
Yeah.
You won't be able to do any more of your yoghurt jokes now, Dave.
No, he certainly...
Now you're stuffed.
He certainly won't be taking any corners now, will he?
No.
No corners from Müller.
So, the answer was 7, but he did do the same Müller pun 4 times, if you'll notice.
Thomas Müller, will he take the corner?
We had that great change.
Will Müller take the corner? Müller's off. He certainly won't be taking any corners now, will he?
No.
No corners from Müller.
Mm-hmm. So good. 7, which means that Becky gets the point now. Oh, okay. Everything to play for as we enter round 3.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Next one.
Not so smug now. What?
Oh my god, girls are so weird and so competitive.
I'm only messing around.
I know. Alright, Donna, you know Fabio Capello?
Oh god, you're not going to do that thing again, are you?
Oh god, I know.
Don't
I
you
love
like
this.
It? Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were going to go, that's awful, that one.
Yeah.
I can't
no,
stand
I super
that
love
feature.
This makes me giggle a lot.
Now, I don't know if you know, but there was an important England match on today. Imagine that you are a respected BBC sports broadcaster. Imagine that Fabio Capello called you just after the match kicked off. You'd be fascinated by what he had to say, would you not, Donna?
I would indeed.
Well, that is what happened earlier today, just around the time the match was starting. Fabio Capello called the BBC's Mark Chapman in South Africa. How long would Fabio stay on the phone with Chappers for? We'll start with Becky, because she can never remember anyway. Not that you would. I don't know why you would remember.
Two minutes.
2 minutes.
What? You're giving me the look like...
I'm just...
Change your answer.
No, don't change your answer.
Okay, 2.5 minutes.
Can you not seriously not remember... Oh, yeah, it's not... Okay, fine. Two and a half minutes, fine. Donna?
3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Okay, let's find out now.
Oh,
here's Fabio calling Chappers in South Africa.
Oh, Mark, it's Fabio.
Oh, hi, Fabio.
Mark, I'm so nervous, I'm so scared. I don't know if I've put the right people in the right possessions and stuff.
Is that an Italian word?
Lascio, yes. Mark, I better go because I'm, like, well busy and stuff.
All right. Yet again, Fabio, this call has cost me shed loads, so can I go?
Enjoy the match.
I think you need to do one more rousing team talk and sing the national anthem. Do you know the words?
No.
Come on, give it a try.
For old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Is that the one?
Good luck, Fabio. I have a horrible feeling this might be the last time I talk to you, but I hope it isn't. Bye.
Bye.
1 minute 52.
Oh, no!
Oh, crap, Donna. That was it. That's the dream's over. It's hardly begun.
Can I come on tomorrow anyway? Please? Please.
That's up to you, Scott.
That's really hard because I've done this before. What do I do?
You can do it again.
Oh, God.
I love it, how much you're having to think about it.
Please.
But you did lose.
I love you, Scott. I love you. I love you lots.
I'll tell you in 2 songs' time.
Podcast.
Hello, this is Radio 1. Give me a sec.
Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Hey, Scott.
It's Scott Mills here. Please don't swear. You're on channel... you're on Radio 1. I don't know why I said that. Okay. Donna.
Mm-hmm.
You want to come back on What's Going tomorrow?
I do, because I want it on my CV.
You did lose...
Sorry, did you actually just say that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, Donna. Bless you.
Donna.
Yeah?
Tell me what this means to you, this journey.
It means so much. It's everything I live for. I would sell everything I own.
More. I'm not convinced more.
You know... it will be on... Just imagine, it will be on a CV for the rest of my life. I can hand it over to employers going, look, I was on Oh, What's Occurring, and it's the proudest moment of my life.
Tell me how proud your family would be.
My family were so proud. They're rejoicing in the village as we speak.
You're not on yet, love. I haven't decided. Anything else you want to say? Plead.
I love you. You know I do. I listen to the show all the time when riding to and from work on my old bicycle. I could tell my grandkids how proud they would be of the legend of the Scott Mills Show,
yeah,
as they stare wide-eyed up at their old granny,
yeah,
holding a CD, no doubt, not even an MP3 file, of the recording of this show, which I have kept for years and I listen to in times of need.
You really want this, Donna, don't you?
I really do. I'm going to get so much abuse for the grovelling later off people I know.
Donna, you've come this far.
I'll pray through the streets of my town, singing it all the time.
You did lose on today's Oh, What's Occurring, but you have pleaded.
I've
and
pleaded.
You told me that you love me a lot.
I'll do anything for this.
I've made my decision. Oh, jeez, when's it going to get to the bit of the music? Oh, man, I thought it'd be... Right, keep pleading with me until I tell you.
I quite like this song, actually. I can have it ingrained into the walls of my house so when people move into this house, when I eventually move out, they will see that Donna lived here. I nearly said my last name then. Yeah. Donna lived here at this house where she was on Oh, What's Occurring on the legendary Scott Mills
show. On
the
blue plaque, yeah.
Blue plaque, yes. And I'll never stop telling people about this. It will always come up at dinner parties. Remember that time I was on the radio, and people will be so fed up with it that they will be so proud of the moment that I was on the Scott Mills show.
This is a different version, which doesn't actually have the big emotional bit in the middle.
Okay.
Ready?
How long does this song go on for? I'm running out of drivel. I come from a small little village in the middle of the northwest.
That's it. That's what I want. That's what I'm after.
I have nothing to say for me. I
call yourself a little woman from a little village.
Primark.
Say you're I'm a little woman from a little village.
I'm a little woman from a little village. I live in a dustbin with a dog. And the dog
you're through!
Eats better than I do.
You're through! Yeah! Yeah, we finally got to the right bit in the music. Oh my god! Right, I'll speak to you tomorrow. Jeez.
I'll speak to you, love you.
I love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Okay. God.
That was such hard work.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.